This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting engaged and involved. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the email blast program, or our email newsletter, whatever you want to call it, every week, or almost every week. We send out an email, let you know who's going to be on, topics we're going to be discussing, and so on. So again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, all right? And Corey Duncan will be joining us in a little bit. And I got all kinds of stuff I want to talk to him about. So, you know, a lot of my friends are telling me, some of you who have been listening for any length of time know, I'm not a sports freak. And so I don't get all this excitement or non-excitement about, you know, having to watch football no matter what. My friends are telling me that are sports freaks, that they are watching Saturdays, I guess, now, because college football is much more exciting than regular football. Because, you know, they're trying hard to make it on the team. The other guys have already made it on the team. You're paying them $11 million a year. $11 million a year. Too bad. Deal with it, right? So, you know, last night. I started down this story, and I guess I never finished it. Because I did get one or two emails going like, hey, what happened to the story? So, the Stanford, right, subsidized, they call it a Plan B. Remember that? They've been calling it in California, they call it Plan B. And that is if you didn't take the pill properly, or if you hadn't been taking your pills properly, or for some odd reason you just had like random sex in the backseat of your car on a college campus and decided that you didn't know who this person was, and, oh, my God, I think I have a problem here. They have a Plan B vending machine. So that's the machine that has the extra potent, you know, I don't know, you can call it an abortion pill if you want to. I don't care what you call it. But this makes sure that you don't get pregnant. This makes sure that it flushes you senseless. Stanford University recently installed a vending machine to dispense emergency contraceptives, including a generic brand of Plan B, outside an all-gender restroom. Which tells me you might be going to that restroom, maybe not so much the rest. I don't know. Let your imagination run wild. The digital vending machine sells MyWay, an emergency contraceptive pill that helps prevent pregnancy after birth control failure or unprotected sex. Most of the time, I'm sure it's unprotected sex. The drug is a form of, I don't even know what this is, levonorgestrel, commonly known under the brand name Plan B, which purportedly reduces the chance of pregnancy by 87% if taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex. Well, heck, just think of all the unprotected sex you could have if you have one of these machines pretty much outside of every, I don't know, bathroom, empty room, bedroom, on a college campus. Because what we need to do is promote as much sex as humanly possible, especially on a college campus where I'm sure they're not thinking about having sex at all on a regular basis. Stanford subsidizes the cost of the items from the machine, charging $25 for a dose of MyWay, $3.99 for three. Okay, this sounds external condoms. $9.99 for three internal condoms. Yeah, I would. No.
Just keep reading.
Oh, and $4.50 for 10 Advil. Because when did Advil become a.
It's for the hangover.
It's for the headache afterward?
It's for the hangover.
Okay, there you go. Or maybe you're afraid she's going to tell you she had the headache, so you buy them ahead of time. That must be it. Stanford Student Government Institutional Equity and Access Office and four other offices fund the machines, which sit outside an all-gender restroom in the historic Old Union Building. The machine accepts credit cards. It's located adjacent to another vending machine that dispenses food, because you're always hungry after unprotected sex, I'm sure. Stanford, oh, no, no, if you read on, basically you can't take the pills without food, so they're supplying both. God. Stanford's Old Union Building originally housed a women's dormitory, the Students' Union, the Offices for Religious Life, oh, that's good, and co-educational programming from the Young Women's Christian Association. I'm sure they're just very excited to have that machine sitting in their building. And the building, God bless America, still serves as a student union and a center for religious life. Because, man, they always get on my case for saying things about the Bible that they say aren't true. And I'd like to know where in the Bible it talks about, you know, these kind of machines that dispense, you know, Plan B birth control. Rachel Samuels, a former student who has since graduated, conceived the idea, what a great word used for this, right? Conceived the idea for the vending machine in early 2015 after her brother helped install a similar dispensary at Pomona College. She partnered with other students, activists, to conduct a survey to gauge student support, and after determining the majority of students supported that plan, they met with why? Right, at a college. Did you really think the majority of students were not going to be for a machine that would give them the pills they needed to do the abortion they needed on the spot so they could have as much sex as humanly possible? Yeah, that worked out well. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back with our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
To the real side on GCN Live. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure having you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. Sometimes, look at, I'm fighting with this stupid earpiece, right? And I'm fighting with the tongue, and I'm fighting with the lips. I'm in a fighting mood. Keep it up. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just get him on, because I'm gonna wind him up, and I'm going to put him in a fighting mood. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore, to always have some fun and enlighten us here on the show. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm not a football fiend. You are. I know you know everything there is to know about football. And, you know, I listen to these guys, and it's very simple for me. It's not even it's not even a matter of whether they have free speech or not. They are employees. They don't have a free speech right when you're employees, right?
Oh, excuse me. Well, once again, I thank you for allowing me to come on. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room and the continued support of all of the podcasts and shows like yourself. First of all, if anyone got a good, you know, came to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, that you saw a rant, that you heard a rant the other day that was very similar to what I'm about to say. You know, it made me sick to my stomach. And it's not just the NFL, it's the NBA also. Major League Baseball, I can't say, for the exception of one catcher up there in the Bay Area during an athletics game, you know, took a knee or whatever. Like, I mean, really, no one watches the athletics anyway, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, to make a long story short, I mean, it's interesting how these guys can sit up and they can sit up and continue to go on and on and on about this, you know, protesting. LeBron James is one of them. I mean, that made me sick to my stomach the other day because I couldn't really understand why he had the audacity to sit up and was going to call the president of the United States a bum. When if that had been Tom Brady, at least about 2 or 3 years ago, he had called Barack Obama a bum. Everything would have been said about it. See, this is the stuff that I can't understand, and I really despise. Is this reverse racism that was started by the fire starter Barack Obama, who takes and starts fires and then watch the building burn and wait for the fire department to come, and that's how he gets his kicks. But see, I'm gonna tell you what's going to be the reverse of this. The reverse of this is that the NFL players had, they're another group of people who just had the audacity to sit up and continue to go on and on and on about this protesting. Now, as I said before, a long time ago, President Trump is a PR nightmare, and I understand this. He's a PR nightmare. But then, on the same token, he's a PR nightmare, but he tells the truth, and that's what we need. We need a system. You know, I got a post on my page, and it's like, you know, it's more or less saying that a person that tells the truth is a very hated person because they're doing what? They're telling the truth. So, you know, like myself, I catch a lot of flack because I just tell people what's on my mind. And you know, people these days always continue to say that they can handle the truth and they can't handle the truth. And in this case, the players, they're trying to say what he said. I agree with what he was saying. What he was saying, it was just the way he said it. And more or less, he was trying to say, you know, let's be more patriotic about this than to stand up. And, you know, I listen to Terrell Suggs, and Terrell Suggs is probably the dumbest football player I've ever known on earth. Well, I don't know him, but, you know, I've ever listened to. He said they do this protesting because it's about the struggle. What the hell struggle is it? Are you serious? Struggle about what? I'm a black man myself, and I tell you, the struggle is not against the white man or the establishment. The struggle is in our own race. Anyone that knows me knows all the things I went through in my own race with people stabbing me in the back or trying to discredit me because they're not doing what I'm doing or whatever, you know, and this is sickening. You know, it's just absurd that you have to sit and listen to this kind of stuff when you're a patriot or you're even a citizen of the United States.
Oh, it's continuing. I'm looking at some of the pictures they're posting all over the place of, you know, this movement of people taking a knee. And there was a post in the Huffington Post, that liberal, not even a rag, I don't even know what you want to call it anymore. But anyway, the Huffington Post said that the well-known pastor, what was his name, Robert Jeffers, he said that, you know, and they label him Trump's evangelical advisor, says NFL kneelers are lucky they aren't shot in the head. All right? So now they're making a big deal of this. And what he's saying is what I say on this show is, do this in another country. Go ahead and do this in North Korea. And what do you think will happen to you? Think the little round Asian guy is going to come out and pat you on the head and say, oh, good job for you. Yeah, go outside. We have special gift for you in parking lot. Right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. But see, that's what kind of, that's people that don't have a clue of what this is all about to begin with. So, you know, you have to look, you have to understand that this is one of the people, it was a Russian man a long time ago that said, look at them. They don't even understand their own freedom. And that's how it is. They don't understand their own freedom at all.
Yes, I know. All right, so look, I want your take on a couple of other things. First off, did you hear that Sheila Jackson Lee took a knee today, right? I mean, in Congress, on the floor, she got out there and she took a knee to be in solidarity with the football players, right? And to last I checked, Congress wasn't there to protest. They were there to make laws. They were there to do things to help us become a better country, not get in line with protesters because they don't like Trump. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Well, Sheila Jackson Lee and a lot of these other black liberals have the audacity to sit and say a lot of things. But like I said before, if this had been a white conservative, female mm-hmm. or male,
yep.
and
yep.
this was 2 or 3 years ago, we wouldn't even be talking about this because it would
no.
be they would already be protesting in front of wherever their establishment is. So my thing is, why is it different when whitey does it opposed to when black people do it? People doing it now.
You have a right to do it. We don't. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Yeah, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I told you, someday I'm going to charge you, and I'm going to keep the mics hot during the breaks. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Hold on one second. Okay, I got to do this, and I know that I'm going to make the board op crazy. Tim from Pennsylvania. Tim, you there?
You're sweet, man. You just tell it like it's spot on.
Tim, first of all, thank you. I hear that you're picking up a few books. Not only will I sign them for you, but I'll also send you a special gift along with it, because I appreciate listeners like you. I appreciate people that'll get involved, get engaged, and thank you so much, truly, for being engaged.
I'm going to buy four books. I figured I'll spend about $50 I'll buy four books. I got to send some to my brother.
You buy three books. I'll send you the fourth one for free. How's that?
No. It's $14.99 color version. So that's $15.60. I'll do $60.
Okay, right? We'll do it any way you want to. You're the man.
Well, I'll leave it up to your court. So I just let you know that GCN is it. I bought my Patriot Supply, GCN, so yeah. I'm a support.
Very cool. Listen, Tim, I'm going to get back to this, but I just wanted to personally thank you.
Yep.
And thank you for listening, and thank you for being involved. Seriously.
You just run the show, bro.
Thank you. All right, so our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, always a pleasure to have him with me. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And just like Tim just said from Pennsylvania, Corey doesn't mince any words either. It's pretty much, I got to tell him, remember, we're on the regular air here, so you got to be careful, you know, because I know how I get him wound up and it's all over, you know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, Corey, I got sidetracked. I'm at that age where it's very hard for me to stay focused, you know what I mean? But you know, all this stuff with the NFL players. You agree with me that forget about all the fringe stuff. The bottom line is, this is their job. These guys get paid like $9, $10, $11 million a year to do this job. How about you guys go out there, salute the flag just for the people, how about for no other reason than for the people who have already died for you, who've already given up their lives so that you can sit home, excuse me for putting it this way, fat, dumb, and happy on your couch with your channel changer in one hand, your beer in the other, and there are Doritos chips on the coffee table so that you don't have to worry about somebody bombing your house, breaking into your house, the government breaking into your house, or shooting you in the head over whatever reason. They can't even take it to that level, can they?
Well, once again, I thank you for allowing me to come on. Way to go, Tim. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the support. Thanks for supporting Joe. And, that as a sidetrack, if you guys really knew what we were talking about during the break, I think you would probably enjoy that even more. But to get back to what Joe was talking about, I listened to what some of these guys make per game. I mean, I was listening to one quarterback. He makes $98,000 per game. $98,000. You know, if all these guys want to take and do something, why don't you go get rid of your $10 million estate and move back in the hood? Then when you move back in the hood, pay some people's rent for about a whole month, or 25 people. Pay them. I mean, it wouldn't even scratch what you had. Pay it for a year. Then you'd be doing something. When was the last time you heard LeBron James do anything for anyone? When was the last time that you heard, let's throw a name out there, Terrell Suggs? Okay. You know, all of these people, Colin Kaepernick. Where have they done anything that they had to go in their pocket and do for anyone? If I had that kind of money, I would do it anonymous, and I would pay people, I would pay somebody's rent or their mortgage for a whole year. My thing with this is the fact that people have to understand, you can't take wealth with you. When the good Lord called you to come home, you're going home. And everything that all your worldly possessions is going to stay here, and somebody else is going to spend them. Because, it's just as good as, I mean, it's as old as the crucifixion. We all going somewhere when we leave here. So it doesn't matter which one you go to. But these guys are the biggest self-centered, fake, phony, backstabbing, hypocritical. And LeBron, I had to go back to, keep having to go back to LeBron James. LeBron James is the biggest self-centered. I mean, between him and Jay-Z, what have they ever done for anyone? I mean, there's someone in the sound of my voice, call in, email me, do anything you want. Let me know what it is they've done. I mean, I'm from New York, and I can tell you Jay-Z's done nothing. Puff Daddy, nothing. I mean, I haven't never seen them do anything. What have they done?
Why does so many people? See, I'm not in entertainment either. I'm a real boring guy, right? Why does certain communities, and I'm not going to say the black community because I know there's others, but why does these communities hold Jay-Z in high esteem or think he's a? I don't even know. I don't get it. I do not get this worship of these people. Am I like brain dead or what? What am I missing here?
No, you're not brain dead. I mean, me as a fellow New Yorker, and I'm not slandering nobody. But the thing of it is that I mean, if you really want to go back in history and do a little bit of history, Jay-Z and Puffy, Sean Puffy Combs actually got their wealth from the Notorious Big being assassinated, because that's basically what it was. And I still say they had something to do with it or whatever. They really profited off of that. So my thing of it is, and we all know Jay-Z and LeBron's background in the Black Boule and the new Illuminati. We all know what that's about. So my thing of it is, a lot of these guys, you had to really do, before you start going out pumping your fist and want to buy their CDs and tracks. I mean, the man can make music, but I mean, personally for me, when that's all you're about, I mean, what else is it that you've done? I mean, what else is it that you are doing? So the whole point of it is, the point I'm trying to make is that a lot of these people come from that kind of background, the hood, and they don't get back. What does that get back? They only get back around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then, like most people, you don't see them the rest of the year. Or they go, and, you know, it makes me feel good. I went, and you don't just do it during the holiday. That's when you know when you got somebody real, because they do it when it's not the holiday.
Oh, yeah. And they don't tell you about it. They just do it.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
It's crazy. Okay, so where I want to go with you too, and we'll take it up in the next segment as well, is Brown University has decided that they're going to offer segregated student dinners for Black Muslim students. And I'm thinking to myself, forget the Muslim part of it, but simply Black students. So now what we have is we've been taught, old guys like me were taught for years and years and years, not to see color, treat everybody the same, treat everybody with the same equal fair shake. Okay, but Brown University has decided, in the spirit, you ready for this? This is going to make you pop an eyeball. In the spirit of racial reconciliation, after the deadly clash between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, it needs a month to heal. It needs to segregate Black students and female students so that everybody can feel safe and come together again at some point in time. And I'm thinking to myself, whenever you get an accident, whenever something goes wrong, whenever, you know, something goes sideways, you don't shy away from it. You jump right back in and you work things through. So, segregation, didn't we try that once before and it didn't work? Go ahead.
Well,
I love doing this to him.
It's just, here we go again with this segment. Hey, you know, this one I'm going to pass on because it's just, I don't understand. I mean, I was born in an era, I guess, different than what some people are. I mean, I'll pass on this one.
But listen, you're obviously a Black man today. Do you want people to see you as a man of color, or do you want people to see you as a man?
I want people to see me as a man of God. That's what I want people to see me as.
Okay. God bless.
My thing of it is that it's too much that's put on the color of your skin, it's just your race and everything. That's just crazy. I mean, why is everything black and white? Why is everything about my race or the color of my skin? I'm sick of this. I mean, it's not based on your merit or based on your morals or anything like that. It's based upon color. And when you start basing things upon color, we don't look at the person's character or whatever like that, because their character,
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. He'll be back with us on the other side of the break, I promise, because I'm not letting him go.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, I just got a message from Corey, you'll appreciate this, all right, from that fellow Tim from Pennsylvania. He told the screener that he's a Steelers fan and gave up his ticket because the only time he takes a knee is when he prays. My kind of guy. I like him all.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really the way
to go. Way to go, Dan.
There you go. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. That's Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. You know, I was telling somebody about you today, and I said, our first encounter was you came on the show when we were talking about, what is it? We were talking about CVS being on fire. Because That's the way you peacefully protest, is you just light the local CVS on fire and rip up the police cars. That's the way to do it, I suppose. Whatever. Anyhow. God bless America. That's all I got to say. All right, so Maxine Waters, the one that I just love her. Because without her, I wouldn't have much to talk about. You know what I mean? So Maxine, she's calling she's calling for an impeachment of Trump because Trump called for an NFL boycott, okay? Although, I don't know what planet, or what she's listening to, what she's smoking. Here, take a listen to this. She's always entertaining. You have to give her that much. You know what I'm saying?
I really believe that this is the most deplorable person that I have ever met, seen, or witnessed, let alone run for and become president of the United States of America. It is absolutely outrageous and dangerous what he's doing. He started dog whistling to that constituency during the campaign and started his division. And don't forget, Bannon said, when it's about race, we win, because they frighten people. They play into race.
When it's about race, the Dems win. Hey, Maxine, how'd that work out in 2016 for you? Seriously, is she for real?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on. Here we go again with these Elijah Cummings. But here we go again. Maxine Waters is what we call in the hood.
Be careful.
The angry black woman.
Okay.
That's the angry black woman. You know, no matter what you do, as long as I can be mad about something, and I'm not talking about every black woman, for somebody catches an attitude or whatever. But this woman got a mental disorder. And you know, I sat there. I had to listen to some. I wouldn't say they friends of mine, but I just overheard a conversation, and they were talking about, man, Trump is a very mean and nasty person, and this and that, that and this. He's trying to divide everyone, and he's going to start things over there in North Korea. You know, this is the person that listens to the local news, and they don't have a clue. And you know, my whole thing of it is, you know, I wanted to turn around and say, you know what, I have an old cliche, and I hope a lot of people write my cliches down when they listen to your show. You know, mine's are
your
like parachutes. Mine's are like parachutes. If they don't work properly unless you open the parachute, and that's how mines are. And you know, you deal with a lot of these people, and they're ignorant, they're stupid. Well, I'm not saying they're stupid, they're ignorant. And, you know, I sat and listened to a liberal today, and I told him, I said, you know what, I'm going to tell you what Michael Strahan said to a reporter one time. He said, you know, come here. If you're going to take and lie and try to deceive people, you know, 17 years ago, I didn't know what BS was. He said, but now, when you write it, he said, I know what BS is. And that's how these people are. You have to understand what kind of, Maxine Waters is a complete fool, and she is the biggest racist and anti-Semite in the world. And she has the nerve to say Donald Trump is racist. Has she ever listened to any of her and played back any tapes of her? And, you know, I don't understand how it is that they want white folks to vote for them, but in the same token, you're going to call basically all white people racist. I mean, that's basically what she says. I mean, if you're not sympathetic to, the cause and you know, the struggle, what caused the struggle? I want to see where the cause and struggle is, because, excuse my expression, it has to stop me. I was going to say something else, but it's a family.
Yeah, please.
But it
Thank
has
you.
To stop me. It has to stop me. It has to stop my family. It has to stop anyone that I know. I mean, because we're not sitting up making excuses for something that you have the control to fix. And like I always say, if it's up to the good Lord for you to get it, you're going to get it. And if you work hard and bust your butt instead of waiting on a check to come through the door and waiting for big government programs and everything, then you won't have that to worry about. And obviously, if you don't like, as my daddy once said, if you don't like the station, then change, you know, if you don't like the music, then change the station. So if you think that you're not getting paid enough or doing enough, then maybe you need to invest in some time to better yourself educational-wise and to strive towards the goal that you're trying to strive towards, instead of sitting up like us black folks like to do and make an excuse, not all of us, but the majority sit up and make excuses about the white man, and I did this against me and that against me. Anybody who knows me will tell you, Corey ain't never set up and made an excuse about race or anything like that. Hey, what's for you is for you. Go for it.
You know, it's funny, Corey, you say that, because I always say to people, look, when they talk about reparations, and I talk to people about, hey, yeah, and I know you've heard this before, and I always say the same thing. Look, my family's from Italy. They didn't get here till like early 50s, right? How can you tie them to slavery? How can you tie them to black oppression? How could you just broad brush all white people owe reparations? First of all, I don't believe that. But secondly, to say with that kind of a broader brush, it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And it's not going to help anybody. It's going to keep division, don't you think?
Well, let's ask the question. Are all the Germans gonna pay reparations for what happened to the Jews? Okay, I rest my case. Did you see the Jewish people running around talking about what we want reparations from? You're never gonna get it. So I don't understand. You can't put that on a whole generation of people because you're always on slaves. So my own race.
No.
They own slaves. So, and I mean, still today, they still the biggest haters. I'm sorry, I'm not white. Joe doesn't pay me. I'm just speaking the truth. Y'all above that, the majority, 93, and I know some people that's listening to me that know exactly what I'm talking about because they hear it come out my mouth all the time. They the biggest, and Joe, you know yourself, I've had people in the last couple of months stab me in the back just because, and I'm not even doing anything yet. I haven't scratched the surface of what I'm going to do. We talked about it during a break. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to have a whole lot of hate mail coming because I'm about to jump out there, and I'm really going to start the propeller swinging. And guess what? Guess what? I know I'm going to have those same haters and the people that try to be dysfunctional, and they don't have nothing going on. It's called, in the neighbor, in the hood, it's called the crab mentality, the porch monkey syndrome, that Baltimore Marlins has that all over the place. Trust me, more than any place I've ever lived, that is the Taj Mahal of Haiti.
I'm still dealing with the porch inhabitants that you were talking about.
All right. That's what it's called.
I got Italian slang I could use too. So real quick before we run out of time, I want to tell you, the national survey that just came out about Americans agreeing with Trump. Now, that popping you heard was a whole bunch of people on the left, their eyeballs popping. But a whole bunch of people agree with Trump on the national anthem and the NFL. So the Remington Research Group just conducted a public poll which shows two-thirds. This is like, it's not 51%, a few stragglers. Two-thirds of American people agree with Donald Trump. If you won't stand, you need to be fired. Okay, 64% say yes, be fired. 25% say no. 11% say they don't care one way or the other. So people want the respect. That's really what it boils down to. It's not a matter of, your freedom of speech. We got that. That's cool. That's okay. But again, it's, you know, these guys, and you, I know I get all tongue-tied, because you want to do something, taking a knee is wussy, okay? You want to do something, go help the inner city. Go help the people. Go help, go do something and use some of your money to make something happen, right?
They're not going to do that. When you're a hypocrite, you're not going to do that. when you're a coward, see, when you're a coward, you're across the street shooting at you. A real man come up to your face and do it. See, these people are what Rush Limbaugh called the drive-by people and the drive-by media. That's exactly what they are, and they're cowards. And they're not going to do anything like that, trust me. And I heard a black football player say the other day on ESPN, he said, well, it's not about the soldiers, and it's not about this, and it's not about that. It's not about our military. This is dealing with social problems or whatever like that. The social problems is, hey, when a black man reaches in the window and tries to take a police officer's gun, what is he going to say? Hey, here you go.
You're up against it.
Whatever.
Tell people really fast where to find you, really quick.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Come to Facebook and we can talk. Send me a friend request.
That's what they do.
Support us. Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, listen, students at the college are given heterosexual questionnaires in class. There's your tax dollars at work. We'll be back after the break.